K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Good.
You good, Fry?
Yeah.
We're good, Bill. What's going on?
So I got a little problem. I met this girl. Her name's Sue. Well, actually, re-met her. I was at a Memorial Day barbecue out in Troy, and a few of our friends reintroduced us, and we had a fantastic time, great food, great band, you know, the whole thing. But she just won't return my call at all, or text, for that matter.
Huh.
Weird.
Doesn't make sense.
I had a great time with her, too.
Well, you sound like a good guy, too, Bill.
I am a good guy.
Ladies, he's a catch.
There it is. Well, you want us to help you out a little bit, Bill?
Please, I just want to know what's going on. I mean, I don't know if I insulted her. I don't think I did. I mean, I was a gentleman, yeah.
Right.
Were you a little, had you been overserved or anything?
No. Huh. I kept it, you know, under control.
Huh.
So. All right. Well, hold on a second, Bill. We're going to throw you on hold. We'll get Sue's phone number here and give her a buzz, see if we can figure out why she's not contacting you in any way.
All right.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Bill, was there sparks with you and Sue, you think?
Well, we knew each other, and we lost touch with each other. But, I mean, I sensed it. I thought she was digging me.
Aww, he's feeling it. All right.
Yeah,
digging.
I mean, there was chemistry.
Hold on, Bill. Be real quiet. We got the phone ringing here, so hold on, okay?
Hello?
Hi, we are looking for a lady named Sue. Is she available?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're calling about a friend of yours.
Okay.
Yeah, we understand you went to a Memorial Day cookout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did.
Well,
out
Bill.
In Troy.
Yeah, Bill gave us a call. He said he thought, you know, you guys kind of rekindled an old, you know, at least knowing each other, felt some, it's like something was going good, but he said he tried calling you and hasn't heard anything back.
Yeah, he thinks you might have forgotten him.
No. I didn't forget him. I don't know. We got along great, but no, I didn't forget him. I just haven't really called him back.
Well,
on purpose?
Did you like him?
Yeah, I did. I did. I mean, I texted my friend when he went to the bathroom that he could be the one. Like,
aww.
I really liked him.
Wow.
So what happened?
Yeah, we'll put the brakes on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's complicated.
Well, he called us and wants to know, right, Fry?
Yeah. So we're just trying to help him out. I mean,
yeah. Full disclosure.
He called you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he went to the bathroom, and when he came back, I guess he forgot to zip his zipper. Well, I mean, he did. And it was really obvious that he didn't have on underwear.
Oh, you're kidding.
So he wasn't wearing anything underneath.
He was commando?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
She sounds embarrassed now.
I know. What'd you do?
Well, I was, trying to keep eye contact, but it was hard not to, peek.
Was it really bad? I mean, how long did this go on?
Oh, no.
I mean, just a little while. Like, at one point, though, he stood up when one of his friends came over, and it was, right at eye level. I went to the bathroom.
Okay.
I just couldn't take it. I felt really awkward. And I, told my friends what was up. But when we came back from the bathroom, he was all tucked in and together.
Oh, man.
I don't know. The image is just kind of burned in my mind.
Well, no doubt.
Well, I would say so.
Well, that would be a good gauge if you liked him or not.
Yeah, at least you got it all out of the way.
Yeah. It was just a little too soon.
Yeah.
So embarrassed, guys.
Aw.
So embarrassed. Sue, I'm so sorry. I mean, I had the horse out of the barn there for a little bit.
There you go.
That's Bill.
So sorry. And I'm glad you didn't say anything to me, Sue, because that would have been embarrassing hell. But, you know, I have to say something about Sue as well that day that I kept to myself.
Okay.
She had a little bit of a bat in the cave, if you know what I mean.
Oh, nice.
It was kind of like half in, half out of her nose now. It was a big one. And I tried so hard not to concentrate on it. But yeah, I mean, I guess we're even, right?
Oh, gosh.
You both were a hot mess.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say the same thing about you, but...
Oh, having
know.
A big one?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
No.
Get a guy while he's down. Jesus.
Oh.
Down and out, right?
Down and out.
Fry, you know what, though? I'm picking up on some chemistry with these two, though, aren't you?
Oh, my God. This is nuts. Yeah. Would you guys?
She's great. She's a great girl.
Here's the deal. If you guys both agree to go back out, we're going to take care of you. We'll send you out somewhere and give you something to do. Oh, maybe a movie where it's dark.
Yeah.
I'm down. I will wear underwear. I will zip
that
up my pants.
Great.
What do you say, Sue?
I said, that sounds great.
Okay, it's a yes.
Okay, well done.
All right, awesome.
Good luck on the next try here.
Man. Sue, girl, thanks, I don't know how you control. I would have been looking. Come on, I would have. You know. Come on, you know.
It's a nice looking one.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay. You guys have a great day.
Have a good
day.
Let us know what happens.